my creepy little encore. I'm trying to save the planet, but ruining everything. Like I'm broken. Sure, let's count it in. Then Trippy will come in like a Tasmanian devil. You'll see him.
The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
And we're here. Comedy Store podcast. I love to be counted in. It makes me feel so like professional.
It's very official.
In an extremely unprofessional club. I don't know if every club is as unprofessional as this one.
But I mean, this room is soundproofed, I think. Or is this just foam that you guys
probably
brought in from Michael's?
I think they definitely, they didn't splurge for Michael's. There's no way. This is behind Smart and Final or some shit that they were like, oh, would it get rid of it? We'll take it. So, there's no way they paid for this. The decor of this room is amazing. It's not creepy at all. It's a good thing we have cameras to prove that. Right, I'm excited to have you on.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Taylor Tomlinson?
Tomlinson.
Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I've been like Tomlinson. Tomlinson.
It's all the same.
No, it's not. It's your name and you're funny. So
oh,
people
thank
need
you.
To know that. So I didn't know who you were and I was here for your showcase.
Oh.
I think it was your showcase. I don't know. Derek Poston was hosting, maybe. He just put you on, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, was it like a Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That must have been a while ago. Because
you
Adam,
killed. Yeah, it was a while ago.
And that was a long time ago.
And then they were like, oh, she goes on the road a lot. And I'm like, oh, killer. Who? Why isn't she here? And then they were like, oh, I think Adam's passing her. Or going to pass her.
Yeah, I don't remember. That would have been a long time ago. He passed me at JFL last year.
Oh, okay.
Like, and I hadn't been to the store in like months because I was just kind of like, all right, well, I am on the road a lot and I'm passed everywhere else and I don't really have time to like go hang.
Play. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, and it's not that I was like, I'm above hanging. I was just like, I really just don't have the time. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'm just going to have to like get enough credits to where like he'll pass me.
He'll just be an honorary. Like, Yeah, but you're a Comedy Store family, just La Jolla, right?
Yeah.
Is that where you started?
Yeah.
When did you start? How long ago?
I started in high school. I started when I was 16.
Holy shnikes.
Yeah. And then I was doing like, I started in like churches and stuff.
Guys.
Sam's here.
Guys,
you just made it in time for my origin story.
We were just having.
Melissa V's in your butt, so I had to nip that me too.
Okay.
I was going to grab the door and her ass moved to, and it just like, I braced it. And I'm like, oh, we got a situation.
So did you? Did you handle it? I mean, Melissa's pretty.
Apologize. Yeah. You're like, that was a mistake.
I had to apologize.
Yeah.
Did you have to write a letter or something?
I'm just saying
what took so long.
I did a whole Instagram apology and how I'm going to not perform for a year because I actually touched her ass. Coming in hot.
I told you. I said he was going to come in like the Tasmanian devil. Just
I'm
all
on fire.
Now the podcast has started.
Yes.
We need
you got
some
the
energy.
Fucking future here.
We need.
The future is now.
That was very nice of you.
That's
nice. You were telling how we met?
No,
that's what it was, yeah.
Oh, was that?
I mean, well, I did meet him in San Diego, so that works in.
She opened for me and
at
the Madhouse.
Whoa.
And she came up, she said hi. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? And then she kind of walked off. And I'm going to be honest, I'm like, this fucking bitch, man.
Really?
She just fucking walked off.
I was probably scared of you.
No. That's totally what it was. And then I realized, oh, she's shy, man, you know?
Okay.
We're all insecure. I'm like, why isn't she talking to
or
me?
Or she don't want to be me too, like poor Melissa upstairs.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
She's like, he's probably going to braise my ass. So then I'm like, okay, man, she's super, like, she's just like a comic. She's probably insecure and all that stuff.
I was
so
like,
I'm
like 19.
Okay. Yeah, this
oh,
is true.
Oh, God.
She was 19, dude. So I'm like, okay, man, shit, that's fine. And then I watch her go up on stage and she does like old black man crowd work, like lighting up this stadium. I'm like, look at this motherfucker. Boom! Just blowing people up. I'm like, damn! I'm like, this girl's for fucking real, man.
I love old black man crowd work.
Which is so funny.
I do crowd work. I didn't know.
Well, you ever watch like old black comics in a crowd? They just like light the crowd up and everyone's like, damn, he just murdered this person, you know? And she was lighting everybody up and I was like, God damn, this
and
is
I was
the future.
Squeaky clean.
She was. She didn't swear.
That's why I say I love that you're really clean.
Oh,
actually.
I'm not anymore.
Oh,
no.
Good girl.
Yeah, no. That's
way to grown up.
Yeah,
come
I'm
to
an
the other side.
Yeah, you've done adult things.
Yeah. Well, you know, because I grew up super religious, and again, I started in like churches and like schools and coffee shops.
Stop
yeah.
it.
That's
now.
What I did for like the first 2 years, and then
who
I started.
Who let
doing
you perform in a church?
Church comics, but like they.
That's
churches,
amazing.
Yeah, it's church comedy is a whole circuit. Like Christian comedy is like this whole circuit.
Oh, they don't understand. There's like people who play arenas.
Yes.
And they just do jokes about just through the Bible.
Oh, yeah. I already bowed my head because I thought you were going there.
No. You thought I was going to say Jesus Christ? Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And dude, they do like, hey, what's up with Noah? And they just do a whole thing on that. And people are like, God damn.
Yeah.
You know, it really is amazing. And nobody knows their names.
And like, where was this? San Diego?
Yeah. Like, well, I lived like an hour from San Diego. And so it was like anywhere between like San Diego and LA. But like, yeah. And then I did some road gigs that were church gigs. And like churches will pay you. Like way before you should be paid.
Yeah.
Like they just have so much money. They're like,
of course.
You cannot swear for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Here is $100.
It's you and then the lawsuits that you have the money for. They
well,
can,
dude, it's very interesting
exactly.
that
a couple bands.
I mean, like $100 when you're 15 is like, you're like, F you money, right? It's like, fuck you money, dog. I got 100. I'm 15. I got $100. Dollars.
That's 100 things at the Dollar
Nothing
Tree.
Makes me happier that Sam is here in this energy.
Dude, I remember when I was a kid, my grandparents would send me money. It was like
$20
lunch money. Now nobody sends me any money in the checks,
you
and
got
I
20?
Need the money.
You got $20?
Yeah, my grandpa would send me $20. My mom would just jack that shit. My grandpa was saving me all this money to get a car, and then one day my mom's like, "Yeah, the money's gone." It's like it's gone. I'm like, "Mom, you jacked my cash."
That's amazing.
But when you get $100 as 15, you are living life.
And for any reason. And to get it for like your talent, I'm doing quotes if you're listening to this.
Why?
Because it's just, you're not good yet. You're not good yet. I was doing like 15 minutes in front of 500 people and I'd been on stage like less than 10 times. It's so dumb.
That's insane.
It's so stupid. But then by the time I got to clubs when I was like 18, I was more comfortable than and it was like I had just started. So
did you
want to
get into comedy or did your parents go, get into comedy? Comedy.
Well, my dad.
Whose parents say that?
I know.
What are
well,
you talking about?
Really?
We live in Los Angeles. Like, all this stuff's coming about Disney. It's like, those are parents who are like, my dream didn't happen. I'm going to. They filed these.
I guess out here in Philadelphia, they didn't say that. They're like, what are you retarded?
She grew up in San Diego.
Them. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't in San Diego. I was in Temecula.
Oh, okay.
Which is like
a little more methy.
Island. And it's
maybe
a great place
islands?
To do meth or just raise a family and put them in very inclusive soccer.
Sometimes both.
Yeah, sometimes both. You know, you don't have to choose. Best of both worlds. But my dad wanted to take a stand-up comedy class from a church comic when I was 16 because he was like, you're going to go off to college. We're not going to have time to hang out. And so like he did it as like a bonding thing. He's like, we'll take it together. And he was more of a performer. Like when he was growing up, he's a really great singer and he did theater and all these things, and so I think he didn't even think I was going to be that good at it. He was just like, you can write for me. And then it just kind of snowballed from there.
Tell me what the kids are talking about.
Right.
I want to talk about it.
Yeah, and
that's
just
amazing.
Yeah.
I can't imagine my dad saying, hey, let's take a class together. My dad tried to get me to join the Marines. I was
really
it. Yeah,
like they'll pay for school.
No, he didn't
not
think
even
of
that.
School. He goes, you could kill people and not have to go to jail for it. I was like, wait, that's not a thing.
My
I guess
father,
it is.
It's a great workaround.
My father, he was just from the like early teens, he was just brainwashing me to go to college in Vegas. Mm-hmm. He said, that's all, you got to go to Vegas. You got to go to Vegas.
Why Vegas?
And I realized later, because you got to remember, this is before the proliferation of Indian casinos.
Oh, right.
So my father wanted me to move out to Vegas, go to college there. Then he was going to buy a house and he was going to fly out all the time and just gamble and write it off as a tax write-off.
Oh, that's some pimp shit.
That's pimp. That's like
4D chess. Y'all have smart parents, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all have smart parents. Yeah. I mean, I knew you were funny from the start. When I saw you, I was like, you know what's so funny? It's like when you're funny, and I'm going to sit here and say that I'm funny. I have to convince myself that of all the time. But when you're funny, right, you know funny. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you, a gunslinger recognizes a gunslinger.
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like, oh, cool. Okay. If Sam thinks I'm funny, then maybe I actually am.
She came to the Comedy Store. I just started introducing her to everybody. I'm like, this is the future.
You did. I was terrified.
I go, Adam, she needs to be a regular now. Yeah. It's the fucking future. Look at the future.
And then, like, 4 years later, I was.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
4 years. She's like, and it took 4 years.
It
four
took me
years.
Three. And I knew everybody in this building.
Yeah.
And I mean everybody.
Yeah. You've been working
the
here.
Owner.
Yeah.
You were working here before women were allowed to vote, right?
I think so. I led the charge.
You saw the outlaw days. The outlaw, the crazy, like people bringing guns here days.
Oh, God, yeah. But, yeah. Let's
someone
not
shot
do that.
This is just like Disneyland to you. Now.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Yeah. I mean, it just makes me. I'm from South Philadelphia, so it just makes me feel at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
I've been at the Comedy Store. Longer than I lived with my parents from the moment I was brought into this
world.
Me
too now.
Yeah, I'm at 20 years.
I probably started when you were born.
Wow.
I started in 93.
Yeah, that's when I was born, yeah.
Shut up.
93?
That blows my mind.
I'm nauseous.
You look much better than I do.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I started March of 93 here.
Well, I wasn't even born yet then. November.
You were still in a man's nutsack that someday would bring you to a Christian comedy class.
She was in the womb. She was in the womb. She was in the womb, and he was talking to her like, is this thing on?
Yeah.
My mom couldn't tell people about me yet because it was too early.
Oh, shit.
That's like, you're supposed to wait like 8 weeks, right?
Yeah.
8, 12, what is it?
Oh, that's a scandal right there.
My mom had 10. At that point, she was like, I'm going to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Hope it doesn't go the right way.
You just think of some of the stuff, like how far we've come, like just like in terms
that's
of
just
sex
Mitzi.
And
don't worry
stuff and all that stuff and how a little more open they are. It's like, if you got pregnant back in the day, that was like insanity. You know, you think about how many white chicks date black guys now. Back in the day, that was like, you had to move to a different part of town.
When did that not become taboo?
It's not at all. Like, upstairs, everybody's like mixed race. Every commercial is mixed race.
I'm kidding.
It's like unbelievable.
He just goes with it. I'm kidding, Sam. Well, who are you looking
at? But my point is, like, that was a different time. You know, it's like, these things were taken so much more serious. It's like, it's such a better time.
Oh, definitely. Are you
kidding?
Weird. Get weird. Be weird. Do all of it. That's why I like that you're saying, like, you're coming into adulthood, technically.
Yeah.
And you've had all this experience. So, technically, how long have you been doing stand-up?
I mean, technically 9 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you're good.
But I've been telling.
I wish I started when I was young. Like,
that's what
I did not
says,
do it.
But I had nothing to talk about. I mean, it's good to get comfortable on stage early,
right.
Certainly.
But you don't have a lot to talk about. Even now, I'm like, oh man, I gotta go make some more mistakes or something.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't. You don't have a lot.
That's an interesting place you're in.
Yeah.
It's like you have so much wonderful stuff going on. I always love seeing it. And then it's like, but you're. Like, can you make mistakes right now?
That's the thing. Yeah, I mean, I am, but it's. But I'm also.
I think we all do. Yeah.
Yeah, but I also like. I don't like drink or anything because I'm like sure I'm an alcoholic. Like I just
same.
Is it you too?
Same. I never like smoke weed. I never did coke because I did it all for you guys.
I made up.
You did.
I would be a full blown. I smoked a cigarette when I was 9 years old. It took me 21 years to quit.
Whoa.
By the way, the past 3 months I've had a cigarette like every other week.
You know what, dude?
It's
here's
be a
thing.
Problem.
If like they always say, you know, Charlie Sheen came out that like AA has a success rate of 5%. And I always hated that number because, you know, if you're smoking crack every day, right?
Okay.
And you take a break and you don't smoke crack for even 3 weeks or a month or even 6 months, that to me is a success. So the point I'm trying to say to you is that you took a big break. And if you have one once in a while, it doesn't mean like, you failed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I can feel it. Like, my junky genes are like, cigarettes, get those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do
why
this
no
more.
Weed? You still haven't tried
it? I haven't tried it yet.
See,
no.
I was. Weed's
I'm
like the
afraid.
Only thing I've done. And it's. I mean, do I take an edible every night to go to sleep? Yes.
Okay,
but
I did last
night. It doesn't feel addictive. It's just the only thing that works. Like, I also tried taking melatonin. I tried taking sleeping pills. This is the
you
only
have an
thing
active
that works.
Brain.
Yeah, this is the only thing that
I
works.
I took a Chiba Chew last night, but
what
with
is that?
No THC in
it. Oh, with CBD. See, yeah. I need the THC because I have really bad nightmares and it like inhibits dreaming.
What is going on in that skull?
I don't know, a lot of darkness.
It's got to be something.
Don't you think? I mean,
some of it, yeah.
What kind of religion? Like, I grew up very Roman Catholic.
Oh, yeah. I think our church was Baptist when I was younger.
Okay. I've been to a few of those churches.
Yeah, I think we were technically Methodist when I don't actually know. I mean,
what is your family's difference?
I don't even know, to be honest with you. It isn't. All I know is that to my dad, the Bible is a textbook.
Right.
That's all you have to know.
Yeah.
That it is taken very literally, and that's what it is. There's no interpretation.
How
like,
old is your father?
Wow.
50.
50. Oh, all right.
Is he single?
Well, he's our age.
He is not.
He's our age. Because I was going to be like, my parents, it was a different time. Yeah. My dad rejected religion very early and didn't even let my mom brought me to church 3 times and we were like, okay, I'm good, you know.
Wow.
So, but like, wow. That time was like, religion was like, it controlled everything.
Yeah.
And I just feel like over time that, like, religious people have let down religious followers. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, religion is spirituality. I'm fine with that. Like, it's like the people ruin everything.
Exactly.
It's like the priests and doing all the shady shit. You know, these guys who are like, oh, you know, love, and then they're banging everybody at the church. You know, it's like,
do this, and then they're doing everything they're telling you not to do, or whatever, or worse.
Never trust a water walker. That's what I think. Anyone who tells you they walk on water, act like they do, they're full of shit.
I walk on water.
Yeah, okay. I know.
No, but different. I'm saying, like, my mom's very religious. She goes to church still. She's 81. God love her. She goes to church and prays for all of us because she feels like we're all going to hell, except for Edie. My little sister is the only one that still goes to church.
Aww, that's
the rest
so
of
sweet.
Us are, I mean...
Yeah, your
churches
lost
are like
just
dude,
sitting on a
who's
bench.
Who's going to churches anymore?
My mother.
Oh, people are, there are cool churches in LA too. I haven't been to any, but I've heard.
I've been to a million of them.
Which ones?
I used to go to a lot of churches. I used to go to the gay church over here, St. Victor's on Holloway. I didn't know it was a gay church. I took my mom because she was in town, so I was like, "Oh, I'll take her to church." And I used to go every week.
Really?
Because I got into like. When I first moved out here, I went through a really bad breakup with my first ex-fiance, and it was hurting. So I was like, all right, I'll just go every week and just for an hour, just chill. Like, I can't necessarily say I was following the rules because I'd work here at night and shit, whatever happens. You know what I mean? So,
no, what do you mean?
No, Sam. Anyway, we got a disclaimer. I can probably tell you. So... I would go every week and that was my thing, but I didn't think of it as a gay church. And then I brought my mom and during the sign of peace, there was like guys kissing each other. And my mother was like, oh,
you're like, this isn't, you tricked me.
And it threw her off. Like she's not, she was like, what is this? And I was like, St. Victor's. What do you mean? What is this? Roman Catholic Church. It says it. Talk to Father Murphy. It's the right one. I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, but that's, I go, oh, this is West Hollywood, honey. That's
you can't.
I love when my dad comes here just driving through West Hollywood and just see billboards that just have man ass on it and you don't even know what they're selling. I'm like, Dad, look at that billboard. He's like, he's like, it's such a different world. Yeah. It's such, like, this is a mecca for gay.
Yeah.
Like, people used to be like, San Francisco's so gay. I'm like, that isn't even close. Maybe it used to be.
San Francisco is Asian. I don't know about gay.
No, there's a joke. I don't know the comic, and I always say it, but it's his if I ever find, I'll ask Al who it is. There, it says, like, San Francisco, more walks than cocks. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, super duper Asian. And but here is, like, it's the business of gay.
Yeah.
Like, you make money off of being gay. Like, this is Mecca. And I don't blame any. If I was gay, I would move here in a heartbeat. I'd be like, here's where it's like, you're like the bumblebee girl from the Blind Melon video. You just find your friends, like, dancing around in a... Nope, nobody
Do
remembers
that
video.
Reference? No. That was lost on
you
me.
You don't...
Wait, Brett got it. He give you a...
Oh, good. There we go.
There's another elderly man in the book.
I can't believe nobody knows the Blind Melon video. It was iconic.
I can't believe you thought I would know that.
No, I didn't. Actually, when I said, oh, she's probably too old for her.
She wasn't even born when I was here. I don't know what to do about this.
I got to update my references.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I was a baby when I came here, but whatever. Yeah.
How old
now,
are you?
When was your bad breakup? 48. When was your bad breakup?
My first ex-fiance and I broke up in 95.
Okay.
So it was pretty ruthless.
You were pretty young then, right?
What's that?
So you were pretty young.
I was very young. I was like 26. What's the problem, Burner? Hey, what the Jeffrey. Fuck?
You're next in the OR.
Definitely.
Here.
How long? can we take a break for a minute? Are you guys okay with that? Or should
I'm
I just
okay.
let them eat shit up there?
No. We can take a break.
Because this is more important to me than the stupid OR.
It's totally up to you. I'm
it's
good to
podcast.
Hang out.
Podcast. I mean,
sure
if you want to ruin this
course,
great thing.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Brett right. said we could take a break.
Do we have can we run a commercial
on,
right
burner,
now?
Burner, I'm going to beat the piss out of you.
Ah! Okay.
Brett, where are we? It was so good. Why can't I go up earlier, man?
Oh, it's so easy, right? And it's so funny because you get we're at the end of this gangbang of comedy, right? We're at the
That's
end.
That's exactly where my spot's at midnight.
Right?
Yeah. So what's
so
it
you
now?
Get this early spot, you get off stage, and everyone's
15:21, guys.
That's pretty close. So then you get off stage and everyone's like, "Man, you had a great set." Yeah.
When we're open, it's amazing.
Because there's a crowd here.
Yeah. All right. Let's... Brett, how far in are we? Brett? Oh, I don't know. I just want to... Because I Taylor's got a life.
Taylor's got a life.
You can't kidnap her.
I don't
her.
Have
She's,
a life.
Yeah, you don't. But I figured you're on later, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I didn't put in this week.
Okay. All right. Let's just start. And where were we? Like, well, you remember...
So we
we're
like
talking about how
20.
Great I am.
No. Where, I mean, what were we talking about? You don't know, huh?
Oh, I was asking you about your ex-fiance.
Okay, yeah, my first
Because I just
ex-fiance.
Called off an engagement,
what?
And I'm 25, so I wanted to ask
right
you.
Right where I was.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
So it's, and we, okay, so when you called it off, did
was
you.
Was this a comic?
No. Oh. But did you break up, or did you just, like, not, you were like, we're not going to be engaged?
No.
It
what
was like
happened,
a full-on breakup.
What happened was, I almost ate this. Mine was very, I got excited talking about my first ex-fiance. And I'm sorry, gross. I just got off stage. I apologize. So he was in his like mid-30s.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden he got into drugs.
Oh, shit.
Like heavy. Like he always
in his mid-30s.
I know, but
do that shit in your 20s.
That's what I said, and
oh my
he
gosh.
Did, and he never had a problem. But he had a client. He was a booking agent.
Uh-huh.
You know, I fuck up a lot. So he was a great booking agent. He was a great guy. He really was, but he just got into this. He was helping a friend who was on the run, one of his clients.
That's the
I know.
Helping fugitives.
This guy had needed a place to stay, and so he helped him out. Mm-hmm. And the guy had pure cut cocaine.
Oof.
He tried it. You can't get that hot. There's a reason they cut it on the street.
Yeah,
because you get. I'm telling you, it went Oof. Within a year. We were in Promises. We were in Betty Ford. And then after he got out of Betty Ford, he was shooting up speedballs.
Oh, that is
like
so
how do
brutal.
You get like when you're in a relationship and this isn't going to make sense to you, but Sam will get it. Maybe you might because I'm in a relationship. I go to his house. Like we called off the engagement. Sorry, Mitz. So we called off the engagement, and then he, you know, we were kind of still trying to work it out.
Yeah.
So he was. Rooming with a buddy from Betty Ford, and I thought they were helping each other because I was naive enough not to know that they were finding that's when they started with the speedballs. And when I found all this stuff in his apartment, the only person I could think to call was Argus Hamilton. So I had to call Argus, and Argus goes, tell me what's in the apartment. I said, okay. So I told him everything that was in the apartment. I told him every single thing, and he went, honey, you got to leave him. You're never going to see him again. And I was like, oh, shit. And my whole, like, just, I just numbed out. Like, I started dating a guy, like, a year and a half later. Uh-huh. And I was still, this person was still kind of in contact with me back and forth. And he used to refer to him as Lester Diamond, because that's how I was. You remember the casino?
Yeah.
That's how exactly how
did
I was.
That reference?
No, but okay. I pretended I did.
I'm proud of you for that.
I just didn't want to look dumb again.
No.
I just went, oh, that's good.
But I literally.
It would be a podcast.
If he called me, I would. Everything would stop. I would just be like, whatever you need. Like, it was. And he's like, are you on with Lester Diamond again?
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, it was. So it took a long, long time.
Yeah.
But if we were together, I probably would have had 10 kids with that guy. I never.
Wow.
Never did stand up.
Yeah.
If that didn't happen.
That's
absolutely
crazy. That's how I feel when I was in college. When I was 19, I was dating
that,
a guy.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah, right.
Shut up. So wait, this guy, though, that you broke up with.
We didn't break up. We just were like, ooh, too soon. We've been together for like a year, and we got engaged a couple months ago. And we're like, ugh. We had some stuff, which like I won't get into. But we just basically came to a conclusion of like, oh, we still have like stuff to work through. We're 25 and 27.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a year.
Yeah.
Enjoy life, guys.
Right.
You're millennials.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. This is a great time to
but
be alive.
That's what's so scary about stories like that, is because like you hear all these stories from people who are like, yeah, we got married in our 20s, and I'm like, oh, aren't you still together? And they're like, I mean, yeah, but like it's been a struggle.
They're like, I've been cutting since.
Yeah, because people change so much in their 20s. But then even like people can change whenever.
Listen,
people
sure
can do drugs whenever.
Listen, I'm gonna give you life advice.
Please,
here he
don't
goes
get married until you're 35 as a woman and in your 40s as a man, and that's my goddamn truth.
Yeah,
go
but
that's because you don't have ovaries
and fucking around and get everything.
What about
out
having children though?
Oh,
35
yeah
is a problem for women.
Not like it used to be. But
no,
okay,
Stan,
then fine.
Not
30
for me. I mean, I could get pregnant with
right
a hysterectomy. I
right
understand that, but a lot of people can't.
Yeah, well, I think they're advancements. I really do. But fine, then 32, whatever it is, man.
Yeah, feels
you know,
like 30.
Give us 3 years, 30, like 32.
But for God, don't listen to me.
My eggs are dead. So I'm cool.
I don't know your boyfriend. I'm not. This is nothing on him. This is just the male species. Okay. Don't date anybody that hasn't gotten out of their system yet. I'm telling you, it's just
the
age of
the biz. Well, that's
scary
because I'm the person who never got anything out of their system. Like all my friends, everyone I've dated has like had that like period of I'm just gonna stick it in everything, and I've never done that because I'm too scared and too responsible.
I like that you can stick it in though.
Yeah, I mean, you probably got a pretty dick, but listen, I'm just saying.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I suck it in.
I got it in. That's sometimes an out. You gotta like 40-year-old men is just like we're like pet rocks, right? You leave us in the corner, you come back in an hour, we're still in the corner.
Right.
I mean, we still like
we haven't cheated, we haven't lied.
Dude, I have a girlfriend.
Too tired.
When I'm on the road, you know, girls always come with the eyeballs. I see the eyeballs, and I would never do anything, but I do the math. I call it ass math.
Okay.
I go, how much effort do I have to put into this chick versus getting a burrito and going to bed? Burrito is undefeated, dog. Undefeated. Because I'm 40. I've been there. I know what this goes through. I'm just going to bed. Plus, I love my girlfriend. But
But
mostly the burrito. Okay?
That's Mitzi banging the lights.
Yeah. So my point is, it's like, don't be in this hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like if you guys both mutually felt that, like there's nothing wrong. He's not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah,
you guys
there's some of that. There was some of that, but that was like the catalyst for,
It
was like, you know, you have like a big fight that you're like, oh, I didn't realize this was still an issue for us. And then you go like, okay, well, if this is still an issue, maybe we just need to slow down for a minute.
You're going to be a 7-8 figure. I'm not going to say the normal word. I'd say that, but person. Do it what Derek Jeter did. He didn't get married till the day after he retired from baseball. Okay,
that's right.
But that's what I'm worried. I want to be settled before like things get busier.
Don't be
Like, I, that's
don't
like
worry
part
about
of it.
That though.
Yeah,
because you
or before
can,
things die down.
No, no, you can have it all. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll all. But you should definitely do it in your time.
Yeah.
And if he's, you know, worth it, he'll be there.
Taylor, at the worst that's going to happen is, let's say you go forever and things start dying down and maybe the guys aren't coming around like they used to. You're going to go down to Latin America. You're going to find some green card dick and you're going to bring it up.
It's
and if it doesn't
bad.
Work with him, there's a whole village of other green card dick. You can hook up. I see all these chicks doing it. Why guys marry foreign chicks to bring them over?
That's
the
true.
Why can't ladies go get a little foreign dick once in a while?
I might do that.
There's nothing
is
wrong
that happening
with that.
A lot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, and now that I know I have all these options.
You have all the options.
I didn't even think about that.
Now that I have all these options.
Have I ruined everybody? Have I ruined this podcast? I always feel after I ruined
it. You didn't ruin it. You're amazing. I love it.
Well, get green card dick.
I don't care. I'm going to get green card dick. I'm going
to
get all of it.
Don't go to the Dominican Republic. People be dying down there. Okay?
I've been to the Dominican Republic. That's where you make the baseball players. So
yes,
I'll
that's where all the baseball players.
They make the baseball players.
That's where they're talking about.
They fashion.
And then they
factory.
Shot my favorite one, so
yeah.
Big
well,
Poppy.
Because he was banging some freaking
none of
dealer.
Your business what he's doing.
Okay.
He's still
true.
Big Poppy.
I'm just saying, you don't go down to a third world and bang a third world
he
drug dealer.
He is a
dealer.
Third world.
Right.
He's a third world king.
I'm just
are you looking up?
I'm just writing down all these references.
Wait,
for
I thought
later.
You were looking up Big Poppy. I was going to like, yes.
I was doing a bit.
Are
but...
you in a sports person
no.
in any way, shape,
what
or form?
What are your hobbies?
This was my hobby. This
comedy?
Was the thing. Wait,
my,
comedy now, was your hobby? Well,
no,
I guess
well,
because
I was so young. That's the thing. Like, that's been the hardest thing is like just developing any other interests like
yeah.
outside of this because this is so all encompassing. Like trying to get good at this, and then people are like, so what do you do for fun? I'm like, well, you know, I go up and I do spots, and they're like, but what do you do for fun? I'm like, I go to the movies by myself. Like, is that? They're like, but not when you're on the road. Like, what do you do when you have free time? I'm like, I lay on top of whoever loves me at the moment and try to. Feel okay
yeah.
like
that's, wrong
that's my hobby. I watch Netflix with someone who can
yeah.
tolerate me until they can't and then I do more spots because I'm sad.
Yeah,
like I don't know what's
spots,
everyone
spots,
doing
spots. I live for spots
yeah.
like that's you know I, people are like what'd you do all day? I'm like cutting. I'm out. It's nighttime.
I was
that's
waiting
it.
For spots
yeah, yeah.
I woke
I
up and I said nine more hours.
Or we watch things, or we write, or whatever. But that I don't have a hobby either. I don't think. Do you?
I
saw a kid
podcast so much. I because I'm gonna talk to myself anyways. I might as well just put a microphone in front of it and get out to the world.
I saw somebody in Beverly Hills today, literally looking in a like a side of a building, a mirror, talking to himself. Like, and I was like, he is psyching himself up. For either a job interview or an audition or whatever it was, because it was right on Wilshire and like Roxbury, like so it could have been anything.
That's
normal
like a scene from an indie
funny.
Movie. Yeah.
It was so weird, and he was so like this like white blue collar like, and he was just like talking to himself. And I wanted to
hysterical.
Get out, beat the fuck out of him, but I didn't.
Why?
I didn't because it was fun.
Oh yeah, that guy's never been through anything.
Whatever's happening.
I mean, just because he probably had something good going on, and I was like, I'm pissed, man. I want to take it away from him.
You're the only one I know could do the same act in front of Debbie Joe's, like, super sensitive
crowd.
Her
name's Tammy Joe.
Or whatever.
Yes.
Tammy Joe. And then go do Dice's crowd with the exact same act and kill them both rooms.
Yeah,
that's
but you punch
incredible.
Him up a little, like, with a Dice crowd, of course, because that's they're monsters.
Right.
I love them. I love them, but they want what they want.
They want
and
blood.
That's it. Yeah. So when
they want
I come
full
out,
contact.
Yeah, when I come out, they're like, "Oh, is this a sacrifice?" So if you don't, like,
yeah, you
punch,
gotta hit hard.
You gotta go Philly.
Yeah, hardcore. And there's just like a couple people that have asked, "Hey, can I open for you, Dice?" And he's like, "You don't know how." Like,
yeah.
And then he'll have people, and
sense.
Like we had Brody do it one time, and Andrew loved. Did you know Brody?
Not well, not
beyond, well, but
like
you knew
on,
of him.
Yeah, on like shows and stuff.
Well, he's a very
specific
kind of
yeah.
comic. Not to say he's not hilarious. It's just not for a Dice crowd.
Right.
And
yeah.
he was bombing in Long Beach, and it was so fucking funny. But Andrew's favorite part, I was in Philadelphia, and Andrew was calling me to tell me how crazy it was. And that he, but the thing he loved most about Brody bombing like that, he never varied. Like,
yeah.
that. This is my act. This is what I do.
818.
How till dare
I
you?
Die. How yeah. dare Dice hired me.
Yeah. Have you been out to his bench?
No, I got to.
I went there the other day. It's so nice.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, we did a podcast from it. Believe it or not, I did another podcast.
Which one? Like Tim Foyle's?
For Punch Drunk's Patreon.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's got this nice tree shade if you catch it the right time in front of this man-made pond that has like moving, like just veggie. It just moves and it's so nice. There's ducks everywhere. It's very cool.
I got to check it out. Yeah. I mean, he was so funny, nutty, but it's definitely a specific, you know.
That's why.
So it doesn't work. Yeah. I loved. I wish I could have watched it. Andrew had me on speaker hearing it. People booing and yelling.
Oh my gosh.
Ice hired me. That's all I heard. Whoa. That slid.
Weird, right?
Dude.
What was that?
Oh, there we go. Okay. I'm glad you duplicated that so I didn't get scared.
Oh, wait. Like, so
there's
you
ghosts
know,
here.
Like it's the water.
Right?
There's ghosts here?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
You've never seen
ghosts? I've been past here for a year and
But you know what you do? You do Sebastian like. Where you come in. Sebastian used to hang. In and out, which is better. Like, Sebastian would hang once in a while, but when we had him on the podcast, we would say, remember that? And he, no.
Yeah.
I don't remember. You know, because he was just like, well, he was there for a minute.
Because he had to get back to his waiting job.
Right, that too.
That was
right,
one of the most amazing things. So he would have a lunch break at his job at a hotel waiting.
Four seasons
schedule
on Doheny.
For when his stand-up was. He would run down here.
Right.
Do his act and run back and then go back to waiting tables.
Right. Yeah. This was when I was waiting tables here. So I remember him pacing and I go, what are you doing? You know, because he had just gotten past like, and he had been here for a minute. And I go, what are you doing? And he goes, I got tables. He's running the light.
I was like, oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Meanwhile, people need like refills.
They're like, where
Coke.
Is this guy?
That is so funny.
At the Four Seasons, nonetheless.
That
like, not
is hilarious.
Just like a shitty.
That's such a great story.
That's amazing.
But yeah, I would die laughing. I just saw. I
Dude,
love
what
but that's
shocked
what you, do.
You more?
Right.
What
well,
I
and
love.
It's usually because I have other spots or, again, I have diarrhea because I'm scared of this place. Like, it's
no.
one of those two things. It's,
okay, what were you going to say? What shocked what?
What shocked you more? Donald Trump getting elected president or Sebastian Maniscalco hosting the VH, the
VMAs.
The VMAs.
Fuck. I don't know. That's a tough one. No, I'm thrilled for Sebastian. I forgot to congratulate him on that. I just saw him, but I don't think I like those things.
I've never watched the VMAs.
Why would you?
I do because they throw comics. They throw people in. Maybe it's not the VMAs I've watched.
Dude, by the way, I just watched the ESPYs. Tracy Morgan's monologue was the greatest, worst, most awesome
I forgot that was on.
I've
I have
seen
to check it
life.
Out. I love
it.
It
is the best, worst thing you will ever see. It's so good because it's so bad that it's so great.
Better than Chris Rock's Oscar?
Chris Rock's great because it's like lethal. His is great because like the it's jokes just... are fine, but his delivery is like off and it's just hilarious. It was great.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan's amazing. I am dying to see how Sebastian does.
Me too, because like Chris
but I
Rock.
I know why they got him.
Why?
Do you know what the number one show on MTV is?
What?
The Hills. And that skews to a much older demographic. I mean, we're talking like in the 30s compared to what MTV used to be, which is like high school teen. Because those, you know, younger youth, they're just on their phone all the time.
Right.
They're not watching that.
Oh.
So I'm thinking that the demographics are showing that they're skewing a little older. And that's why they got Sebastian, who is like, once you hit 30, you totally get Sebastian.
Right.
You know,
I'm 25. I get Sebastian.
I was gonna say
you're
like,
an old soul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but even
you're
like
black man.
My niece Madison watched Sebastian for a long time, and she's only 17.
Yeah,
she just turned 17.
Yeah,
like,
well, he's cleaner, okay, and he's so like,
he's I clean. Mean, yeah, let's just shit on Sam for the rest of the time.
Bronson's fucking show tonight. He's like, where are you? I go, I thought it was tomorrow.
It's Wednesday, Sam.
And I was gonna
oh shit.
I'm
you just
Vegas.
Said that. Oh, you're going to Vegas tonight?
Tomorrow.
For what?
Summer League.
Oh, very excited. I'm jealous.
I am.
You don't do sports at all. No. That's awesome.
I heard League, and I'm like, that's probably a sports thing. this should just...
Did you think Justice League? Like,
I wasn't sure.
You date guys who like sports?
Yeah, the guy I'm with likes sports a lot. Okay. And he's like, he's kind of like the first one I've dated who's like really into it, though. Like,
did you go to college? Where do you...
I went to college. I went to Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
And then I was like, well, there's nowhere to do comedy here. And so then I went back to Temecula and just went to community college in San Marcos and then transferred to like Cal State San Marcos.
Uh-huh.
And then once I hit like my third year of college, I got all these like NACA conferences.
Yeah.
And that...
That would never
then
hire
I
me.
Quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at the time I was young and I was clean
and all that stuff.
So it like, you know, it so worked. I booked all these
That's
colleges
perfect.
And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to quit my job and put off school for a little while. And this is like the first year, you know, 5 years later that I felt like, okay, I don't think I have to go back to school.
Yeah, so
this is the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of that. Like, yeah, I guess you could go back.
How long have you gone without a day job?
Without a day job for the past 6 years? 7 years? Seven.
I haven't had a day job for, I think, 14 years.
It actually might That's be great. 8 now that I think of it.
Yeah, it's such a wonder. It's like a weird thing because, like, you want to cut that cord.
Sure.
And I also feel like there's nothing wrong with having a day job. Like, I see a lot of people, like, they think being a comic is, like, struggling, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I got struggle. And I'm like, well, yeah. But there's also nothing wrong with having a day job and having money and not being like, how am I going to pay my bills right
now?
Yeah,
right.
You know? But there is that moment where you cut the cord and you're like, wow, this is kind of, you know, it's like I'm really doing it.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying. You never had a day job, huh? Did you? I mean, you're too young to have one.
In college, I did. I worked at a pizza place, and then I worked at a soup plantation, and then I worked at a waxing salon as a receptionist. Those are the jobs I've had.
Now, when you started in San Diego. Did you work in La Jolla a lot?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that building's not as haunted as this one, but...
Right, yeah. No, yeah, I did La Jolla.
It's definitely more inviting.
Yeah, which actually, Tommy came to like a show... in La Jolla.
How'd
and
that
he
go?
Well, he pulled me aside and talked to me for like 30 minutes and he's like, come, I don't remember what day of the week it was, but he's
Are
like,
you a
next
virgin?
Week.
No, why is that a
well,
question?
The crazy thing is he goes, Monday come to the store in LA and do potluck and like I'll put you up and all that. And I was like, okay. And I came that Monday and I like, you know, I'm terrified and I think I went up to whoever's hosting, I don't even remember who it was, and I was like, Tommy told me to come and do, and they're like, oh, he got fired this afternoon.
Oh,
and I was like,
shit.
Oh, okay, should I go? And I think they threw me up anyway, but I was like, okay. Like, it was right then.
So you got lucky. What other comics? What were the comics? Well, because he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and he would a young girl
he
would have
like
played
Tracy
with.
Morgan's monologue. The best, worst best time.
Right, because he was good to me. I don't know if he was good to you. He was good to me and Rick and a few other guys, but it was... He was bizarro to new people, and especially young girls.
Yeah.
Like, not in a bad way. It was just, like, kind of controlling it. Like,
yeah, of course.
Like he wanted to say,
I'm the most talented
person
here.
Right.
Whenever I hear somebody say that, I go, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Well, I remember when, what's his name called here? What the hell is his name? Barry Katz. And he's like, I'm looking for the next Jim Carrey. And he asked, like, the phone guy. And the phone guy was like, okay, let me put you through to the talent coordinator. Like, I don't know. Jim Carrey's Jim Carrey. There is no net, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So he put him through. And this was when the phone guys were, and Tommy's office was like right across from each other.
Uh-huh.
So he sent it to Tommy. And Tommy was like, while you're talking to him.
Oh my gosh.
He was crazy, man. But
the
you know,
phone
man,
guy was like, no.
It was a place you could come and learn and work. And it's like, and it's not that anymore. And there's nothing wrong with that because they have to keep this place cooking with gas. Or else they'll knock it down and turn it into like some German, Chinese fucking, you know.
Why German, Chinese? But
you know,
yeah, you're right.
He's buying everything.
You're
it's
right.
Like the foreigners, Europeans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
you don't feel like this is a place you can learn and work anymore? Or you feel like you just have to bring your A game all the time?
Well,
like going on that early? I had to bring my A game.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I had to go first. I was like, well, shit. Yeah. Like,
you could play a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, in the opening. I used to open a lot. Yeah. 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 You're getting them going. So you're like the warm up.
Yeah, but I feel like you can't like try new stuff in that spot.
Ah, maybe.
You can't really like.
You're right. You might be right.
Fuck around in that way.
No, at midnight, I could do all new shit.
Right.
Dude, yeah.
No
one's listening. I love that spot. I don't ever want to go up before 11. 11's where it's like, okay. You got your show. You got your 2 hours of fucking patty cakes.
Yeah.
Okay? You got a couple drinks in you. Let's go hard in the paint. And you can fuck around.
And
there.
I have a blast. I love the late night spot. Like, I hate to say it because I'm just going to keep getting them.
I told you this.
But I do love the late night spot.
Do you remember when you got first picked up? I go, don't kill that hard that late, or else you're going to be stuck back there.
You did.
And then, boom, you killed. And I'm like, okay, welcome to the back of the line. Enjoy fucking that. Right? But I will tell you that I love those spots because you can work it out. And if you fucking bomb it out, the only person who cares is the person following you. That's
exactly.
about it.
Exactly.
But there's no, like, repercussions.
Yeah. Last night it was, like, me, Jesus, and Ron Taylor, and that crowd was hot.
Yeah.
And we were lighting them up, like, late night. Like, Jesus just set it off. I don't know who was on before Jesus. I didn't see anybody. But I came in when he was on, and it was fire. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to ride that wave.
Ron
and
Taylor
then Ron
my
Taylor.
Joke.
I mean,
about
I'm sorry.
How he can't let a.
Sorry, not Ron Taylor. I just did the most racist thing.
You are so
Jack
racist.
Knight, but I'll tell you why.
Different
because
black.
Ron Taylor and I did that Bill Burr thing together, and he got his hair done, and I go, "Oh, would you get the Jack Knight?" So I keep fucking with them. He had his hair like Jack for a minute.
Ron
but it was
Taylor's
Jack
joke
who,
about how he could never let a white girl peg him is the funniest joke I've ever heard. Because it would set his
do
people
you know
back.
Ron? I do. I haven't heard that joke though.
Yeah, he would never let a white girl peg him in the ass because it would put his people back,
oh,
and his family would be like, "A white girl? You let a white girl peg you in the ass?" It is the funniest joke ever, dude.
He is what? So
he's another gunslinger, dude.
He's really funny.
There's those people where you follow them, you're like, oh, fuck, I got to focus right now.
Yeah.
Because they could wreck a room. And the reason, and this goes back to why the Comedy Store, and I should take it back, it is a learning place. What makes a Comedy Store comic different than every other comic
out there
is that we don't have a host. So when somebody burns the room down, I mean sets it on fire, you got to go backdraft Robert De Niro, another reference you don't get, and just run into the room.
I didn't even know that was a reference.
Yeah. Run into the room.
That is like another word for backpedal or something.
Yeah. That's
like,
the firemen would
so
run
cute.
Into a giant place. And turns out the firemen were setting the fire, so they had
right,
fire.
Right. Okay.
So they just flame throw the room.
Tinfoil hats, everybody.
You have to walk into that and either put out the fire or make the fire bigger, but there's no cleaning it up.
Or following the amazing fire that
that's my point. Like, there's no getting away. You are in
deep. Yeah.
And you have to figure it out how to follow that, man. And there's a couple people like Joey Diaz. For me, Joey Diaz and Ron White are the two hardest. I don't know what it is. I know Joey Diaz, but Ron White does something to a room.
Donnell Rawlings, too.
It's all fucking, like, surgical.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's no waste. And like, dude, for a guy who's, like, drinks, like, he's just one of those dudes that can drink and party and still get on stage and deliver it crisp. I wish I had that ability.
Who are your favorite comics? Like when I was, like, who did you look up to? Yeah.
Well, are there people here? You're like, fuck, I gotta follow that guy, and you gotta kind of focus.
Oh man, I mean, I feel that way about a lot of people. are you kidding me? I'm nervous about everyone. I'm like, I gotta follow the piano. Like I'm very
Jeff Scott just
insecure.
Killed it.
Yeah. I mean, Brian Simpson was coming up in San Diego with me, and we were all like, we can't. I don't want to follow.
He's a beast. Dude.
He really is, and he really like sets a different tone in the room, like what you're talking about. And then you just go up, kind of like, okay, well, you just feel kind of hokey after going up. Like, how's everybody?
So
you just
what?
Feel like a walking finger gun.
Yeah.
Like after like, he said something real, and I just had to go do bits.
Who are
like,
the other comics that you came up with? So Brian Simpson. Mm-hmm. He's one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah, he's so good. He's so, so good. And, like, just such a nice dude.
Totally.
Like, just such a genuine
We had him
person.
On. His story's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, and when I asked him, like, who he looks up to, he was like, Dom Irrera. I was like, that's hilarious. But wow. Yes. That's great.
Yeah.
But he had an interesting encounter with Dom. Because I guess he was in service. And okay, I love you.
I love
Thank
you.
You. I don't even know what happened, okay. But
good to see you,
Sam. I appreciate your help.
I love both of you.
I don't know where he went, but I'm happy he went. No, I'm kidding. Bye, Sam. He goes bye. But that's what I'm saying. Like he's a Marine or something, mm-hmm. And so Dom came in and he saw that they were all servicemen, so he gave them all free tickets to come see him in La Jolla.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't like a zillion of them, maybe like eight or, you know, so guys just hanging out.
Yeah.
And when they said they were in the service, Dom was like, I'll put you on the guest list, which is very nice. And this was like years and years ago. And I don't even know if Brian was doing stand up fully at that point. So he went and he was just blown away.
Yeah.
And I go, that's amazing. Like, because I was a waitress here, so I was blown away by a lot of comics.
Yeah.
I was also grossed out by most of them,
right?
You know, so who did you look up to?
Oh gosh, I mean, well, I didn't see a stand-up, like I didn't see live stand-up really that wasn't in a church. I didn't go to like a comedy club until I was 18, because like I don't have a fake ID or anything,
right?
So the first comedy show I went to was at the Ice House, and it was Eddie Pepitone, Maria Bamford, and Marin.
That's a great
and, yeah, it was crazy. And like,
that's the crazy of crazies,
right? Yeah. And I think I was listening to the podcast like religiously because I just didn't know anything about
Marx or
okay at that time when I was, you know, in high school and college and stuff, because I just didn't know anything about comedy, and I certainly didn't know anything about it beyond like this like church world. And I knew like, okay, I could just stay in this church circuit and make good money and like probably get to be pretty successful and do this for a living. And I kind of saw it all laid out for me, and I had a lot of people like mentoring me in that space. And I was like, I gotta go see what the comedy club thing is about. And I think part of me wanted to not like it so that I could just stay safe, or I'm like, okay. And I remember we sat in the very back, and it was like, I don't even know if I laughed, because I was just like, it was like a religious experience of like, this is what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Maria.
And stuff. So, oh my gosh. She's my favorite of all time. And like, just like a good person. Like she's the best.
She's the total package.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so, so good.
My favorite here was Judy Gold. So I don't know if you.
Judy Gold's hilarious.
When I was waiting tables, Judy would go on. I know, Mitz. So Mitzi would put her on probably like 9:30, and she would annihilate.
Wow!
That room. And I didn't know anything of comedy. I was 21.
Yeah.
I just moved here, and I was just like waiting tables, just like, what is this? How much money am I going to make? I don't care. I want to be an actress. I'm going to be Meryl Streep. And they were like, no, you're not, bitch. So I would watch Judy and I'd be like, oh, wow. Because I watch like Eddie Murphy, of course, Richard Pryor, Dice. They would play that on a loop. Steve Martin. Like they all, my brothers, I have a lot of brothers and sisters. So they played it, obviously, Catholic. They don't pull out, you know. But they would, that's how I learned comedy. I knew it, but then coming here, I really knew it.
Yeah, totally different.
And I didn't want to be a comic. I waited tables here for 12 years.
Wow. And before you were like, oh, maybe I'll try that.
No, never did, no interest in stand up.
Oh, wow. That is so interesting.
That's fucked up.
But so it was very slow built.
Very slow.
Or was it like just out of nowhere?
Slow
You're
learner.
Like, I'm gonna do it.
A late bloomer, if you will. I remember I bought a book called Late Bloomer because I was like, this is me. And then I didn't even read it. That's how lazy of a late bloomer I am.
You're like, okay, so maybe it wasn't my fault.
No, I didn't. I didn't start until I lost my best friend and 14 years ago. And he always would tell me to do stand-up. And he was a comic, Freddie Soto. I don't know if you've ever watched Freddie.
No.
He's been gone literally 14 years today. So but he was constantly like, you should be doing stand-up. So about a year and a half after he passed, I started doing stand-up.
Oh.
So I'm like 12 and a half years in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
insane.
Wow.
But it's all Freddie's fault. So yeah. Blame him. If you got a problem, go, you know, yell at him. He's everywhere.
You're like, this wasn't me, okay?
I feel like you and Pete Holmes should do a tour together. That would be killer.
I just did.
Just because he's kind of same background.
Yeah,
right?
I did his podcast a few months back, and then he just did mine. And
he's terrific.
He is. He's so good. I listened to his podcast like from the beginning, and I was really like, oh, finally, there's like a churchy comic who's not a church comic, who's like more secular. And also, like, if you listen to his podcast from the very beginning, he like went through a lot of like changes to like where he is now, I think, spiritually. And it was very surreal to do his podcast and just be like, I've been listening to this since I was 17, and he's like, okay, well, chill out.
All right, don't get weird on me, girl.
But yeah, I mean, I remember like he was like somebody I would like, his first album is so funny. Like,
oh, that's great.
It's so funny. I used to like show it to all my friends in college. I'd be like, you guys got a Subway bit. And
Subway bit.
Yeah, in a Subway bit. And yeah, so that was definitely somebody that I once I found them, I was like, oh, okay.
Awesome.
So you can be sort of like Christian-y and do this, and then
of course,
you know, it was almost like you just needed to see somebody in that like in between space, because there weren't anybody like that. Yeah,
but that's comforting, probably, knowing, like, thinking, oh, I think like this, like, because.
Yeah.
Like you said, I had too much life when I started, like too much experience.
I don't think there's such a thing. Do you think too much experience?
I'm saying, like, you're saying you got to make a lot of mistakes. You're growing up. I started when I was 36.
Right.
35, 36, somewhere around there. Yeah. So that's 12 years ago. That's a problem.
That's a problem. That was one of the mistakes I made, starting later. I have to pee so bad.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go. So
I'm
you have
so
anything
sorry.
To plug?
Please. Oh, okay. Yeah. Are we good to wrap up?
I feel like I'm holding you.
No, you're not at all. You're not at all.
But I love talking to you. You're amazing.
You're amazing.
So
thank
welcome
you so much
to the Comedy Store. You've
thank
been here
you.
How long now?
A year.
A year.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. TTomComedy.com, Taylor Tomlinson on all social media and stuff. Self-helpless podcast.
Self-helpless?
Self-helpless podcast.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. Rate, subscribe. Go see her. She's got to pee. Don't watch that.
Yeah.
That's
watch
creepy.
That. Unless you're paying for it.
Yeah. So give us a follow, whatever. Did I say rate and subscribe? Mm-hmm. My brain is dead. Check out Josh O'Brien. If there's any problems with the sound, send some shit to him and yell at him. Love you guys. Thank you.